is up, time's at hand. There's a stir across the land, and so begins another day on life's highway. On city streets, down country roads, like a stream the people flow. There's bread to win and toast to pay on life's highway.
Well, good morning, everybody. It is a Friday morning, June 28th, 2024. And this is the day the Lord has made. Let's rejoice and be glad in it. How you doing, friends? This is Bob Look sitting in for Chad Holmes. He'll be back come Monday, but he's wrapping up his vacation. And I'm wrapping up the week filling in for Chad here on Bull Falls Radio, WXCO. Kind of a cloudy and very comfortable morning, but we got a chance for some rain. We'll check with some other weather details later on in the hour. And again, you're listening 98.9 FM or 1230 AM. But for you folks who maybe check out the video stream, that's not going to be a happening for a little while, as we just got a little lost connection on that, right? Ian Welsh, my show producer here.
Good morning, everybody. I take full responsibility for this. Just, you know, I'm the one that makes all the technical stuff happen, so this is on me.
Yeah, but I mean, when you got here, it was just not connected, so.
Well, yeah, I just don't know. And it's not the first time this has happened. It's happened one other time.
Ah.
Or just one other time. But I thought we would fix the issue, but.
Well,
you still hear us. So as long as you still hear us, it's fine.
Yeah. As you can tell, I'm just, oh my gosh, this is the end of the world as we know it. I just shrug my shoulders. Well, we carry on with what we get. Well, one day we did the whole show on just the FM. The AM was...
that is so true.
So, you know, you're getting
besides,
all...
Besides, it's the end of the week. It's okay if something's go wrong.
You're getting all the problems out of the way while I'm here. So Chad, when he comes back on Monday, everything will be just fine. So,
yeah.
You know, throw the little panics and stuff into the new guy. I can handle it. I've been around a while, so
yeah,
doesn't affect me too much. Well, anyway, but I'll tell you what else does work. Our phone line here at the station, 715-382-9297. Again, commit it to memory or write it down somewhere so you make it easy enough to figure it out. Or just put it on your smartphone. Just put, you know, Bull Falls Radio studio line, and then type in 715-382-9297. And not only can you call us with any kind of questions or opinions or what have you during the shows, but you also can send us texts, which has been a great way to get little information from you if you just want a quick little stop, like say, what was this? Or could you repeat the number for this thing? Or so it's a nice little ready reference. And so we have many ways for you to reach out to be a part of the show. So feel free to use them, and we always are interested in what you have to say. Well, of course, what's on a lot of people's mind this morning, not everybody, but a lot of people, was last night's debate between President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump. And there's a lot of talk and a lot of hand-wringing, a lot of people... let me put it this way. Sometimes people just overreact. And, you know, I Chad, when I visit with him, you know, every other Wednesdays, and, you know, we talk, and, you know, and Chad gets really wound up quick. And he's well meaning and everything else, but he just, you know, thinks this is the most important thing and it should never happen. Or, and I just kind of shrugged my shoulders and said, you know, if you got a cold, you're not feeling up to it. You know, I mean, it's kind of hard to get through it. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, sometimes people only hang into watching the quote unquote debates, and that they only watch like maybe the first 5, 10, maybe 15 minutes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They don't stay for the whole rung. And, you know, it just goes on. But when you sit down and you realize, you know, what's at stake here for the country, this is where people like myself, who bit more slow to the race, but I think things out a little bit more. What happens if? But let's not just panic over it. Let's just consider the consequences. Here's the things that I got from last night's debate. One thing for sure is that it makes no difference what venue or media outlet or whatever, Donald Trump will lie. End of story. Yeah, he lies.
That's
and I'm, you know, and if there's supporters out there going, what do you mean lie? Prove it. That's my two favorites. Prove it. That, you know, Biden, you know, got money from China and all this other stuff. And, oh, he offered, you know, troops to help protect the Capitol on January 6th. No.
Just because he says something, it doesn't mean it's automatically.
Correct. Yeah,
true. I could. Just because you like the guy as a person does not mean that everything he says is going to be like the nectar of the gods or something.
You know, I'm one of these people that, you know, truth is very important to me. I want to be as straightforward as I can always be. Sometimes I may give an opinion on something that maybe I don't have completely researched and really thought it out. And then that's when I am always welcoming conversation back, like to help see their side of the story and then make my decisions, you know, how I feel on them that way. I, you know, they point to just the individual situation. You know, this man or this person running against this person in for this particular political, mm-hmm. whether it be president of the United States, whether it be a U.S. senator, whether it be a congressman in Washington representing you, or state government, your representative, that's a person, but it's not all of the story because... It's the people, I think, that this is more important to me now. This is my importance. It's more important to me, not just the person who's leading the charge, but the people that he surrounds himself with. Case in point. Mm-hmm. Here's some names for you to consider. Steve Bannon. He's going to prison. Mm. He was, you know, one of the top advisors of the Trump administration. Michael Flynn, a retired general. He was convicted. And then later, you know, I guess he was, charges were dropped. My mind just went blank here pardon. He was offered a pardon. Mm-hmm. Of those, the deal. Okay. Roger Stone, the of dirty tricks type of guy. Paul Manafort, he's currently serving in prison, and now he's being let out of prison. And so Trump administration wants to hire him back to handle the campaign.
I mean, these are questionable people who are following a convicted felon.
And that's
people,
not...
People, do you not see... See a problem here.
Well, here's one of the other things that kind of stands out to me is not just, you know, those few names there, but I could go on and on with more names, conspirators, people who wanted to be fake electors who, you know, do their service time, advisors to Trump, you know, his chief of staff who is, you know, right now in negotiations to try to prevent himself from ending up in the slammer. It goes on and on and on and on. It's not just the one, but it's who you surround yourself with. That is what I've always, you know, held that mantle wherever I worked, you know, whenever I worked for organizations or stations in the past, and with also who I want to associate with socially, people that, you know, and there's people that I hang out with socially that we couldn't be further apart with our political views. Mm. But that is not the whole story. I know that they're honest in their beliefs. They know that I'm straightforward and honest in my beliefs. And we can discuss and we can have hearty conversation to try to find a way to make things better.
Yeah.
So when I was watching, you know, the program or the debate last night, and I was sitting there and I was listening to it, and I the first thing I thought of was, there is going to be so many talking heads, be it nationally, even statewide or locally, who are going to just go bombastic, you know, think, oh, this is just our, oh, this is the end of the world, as you know it. Guess what? Sun came up again this morning.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You can't really see it because it's cloudy out there right now, but, you know, take a breath. All right, where we go from here. But to also remind you.
You're watching too many disaster movies.
Right, right. You know, well, for instance, you know, take these, you know, movies like remember Twister?
Yeah. Yeah.
When I came out there. Now, tornadoes, they're nothing to sneeze at. Believe me.
No, tornadoes are very dangerous.
And I understand, you know, that it's something that we keep our, you know, attention on. But they don't happen every day and every, you know, moment.
No.
It's a roll of the dice. But you should be aware of the danger and, you know, have precautions in case that situation comes in your own backyard. And it could. But it doesn't mean it's going to happen.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's the role of anxiety in your mind. It's just like it plays out all these different scenarios. And a lot of them are bad. Just as like,
sure.
Like, well, what if this happens? Well, what if this happens? And this happens? And this happens? See, that's what anxiety does to us. And I know because I have high
anxiety problem or yeah
anxiety. Like,
well, again,
my mind often just flies in all these different what ifs, and I just have to stop, to take a breath, and say to myself,
"All right, where do we go from here?" Park.
Okay, none of that is happening right now, and just because you're thinking it, it doesn't mean it's going to happen.
Well, that's
something to consider.
But, I mean, you know, we're going to be talking a little more about that as we go along here this morning. Hopefully, we'll have Brittany Merlo. I don't think we will because if we
have... She does have our phone number, so she might be calling in through the phone.
Okay, well, we'll try it that way. We'll figure it out here, folks, both Ian and myself.
It's Friday. Anything can happen.
You know, who knows who knows how this show's going to roll along here on Bill Falls Radio WXCO. Bull Falls Radio, WXCO, for this Friday morning. And we continue on with the Chad Holmes show here. Final day of his vacation, and he'll be back come Monday. So I want to appreciate, first of all, Chad, for giving me a chance to, you know, sit in for the deal. It's been fun, and, you know, it's always exciting.
Yeah, you know, lots of fun.
So... You know, so I hope if the listeners, more than anything else, not my gratification, but I hope that the folks listening, you know, appreciated, you know, maybe the style that we do, and, you know, it's a little bit different, but, you know, we're just here, you know, being adults, just, you know, communications, conversations, just to tell you about things coming up in the program today, and we'll be trying to get Brittany Merlo, hopefully, hooked up here in a little bit.
Yeah, I'll see if I can get into contact with her.
Yeah, you work on that while I talk about what's coming up on the show later on today. We'll continue with our conversations about the debate last night. But also, another big story that's important is that the U.S. Supreme Court is handing down their, you know, decisions on a whole bunch of important issues because today is the last day of their session. So they got to, you know, send out whether, you know, they approve this or don't approve that, or do a little rope-a-dope and kind of like, you know, don't come to a decision and send it back to the lower courts to stew over it. That's something else we'll be chatting on during the program. Also, we finish up with our final guest from our week-long segment about, well, you hear their voice, but who are they? We've been talking to public address announcers from various venues from the state of Wisconsin and various teams. where you go to the games, like you go to the games at Lambeau Field, and you hear the voice of Bill Jartz, who's the PA announcer there. You go to a Badger football game at Camp Randall Stadium, or maybe a basketball game at the Kohl Center, and you hear Mike Mankey doing the PA announcing. We had a chance to interview both of those gentlemen. And yesterday, we talked with Mark Richards, who is the public address announcing gentleman for the Milwaukee Brewers at AmFam Field. And that was very unique interview and reminiscing a little bit. And what was cool about it is that you can hear those particular interviews and shows online on our website here, bullfallsradio.com. You just click on to Chad Holmes Show, and then you can look at the individual podcast for each hour of his show. And you just click on down, punch it up there, and you can listen to it on your mobile device, your smartphone, or even if you have a laptop, you could do that and kind of check it out. In fact, I've had a couple of people who've contacted me on my own personal account, and they just say, hey, those interviews are a lot of fun. So,
okay, Bob, I was able to get her.
All right.
She's on the phone right now. Go ahead, Brittany.
You found me.
Brittany, I'm sorry, but, modern technology sometimes doesn't work. I was going to do smoke signals, but I couldn't get the fire going. It's a little bit of wet out here, so.
No figure.
How are you doing?
I am fantastic. TGIF, the weekend is basically here, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. But it's been a fun week for me. I've enjoyed myself immensely dealing with people like you and Ian and all the listeners and stuff. So I appreciate the kind words I've heard. I've also appreciate the words that I can't use on the radio. But that's fine
that
with me.
Comes with it, right?
I've been doing this for so long. It's like all right, whatever.
Exactly. Thick skin.
Yeah.
We've loved having you on. I enjoy chatting with you. So I'm going to be sad. You got to come on more often.
Well, I do a visit on every other week Wednesday morning during the 8 a.m. hour with Chad. Normally, I keep out of the way when you and Chad talk.
You got to join in.
Okay. All right. I got your blessings. I'll tell Chad. Okay. Yep. I want to talk to Brittany. Okay.
He can't keep you away. He's hiding you or something.
Come on, give me your phone number. Why don't you give her a call? Sounds like high school again.
Oh, high school. not the best times.
Oh, no. I hit a subject there. We'll move on, okay, Brittany?
Oh, gosh. To be a kid again, right?
Yeah. How many times a day I think that? Anyway, weather-wise, we got some clouds out here. Not a bad start to the day, though.
Right? Us adults, we care about the weather, don't we? It always wrecks our plans, like today. Mm-hmm. A little damp, a little dreary, definitely cloudy all day long. It's going to get breezy, too, later on this afternoon and evening. Gusts up to about 20 miles per hour. Mm. We are looking at some light rain moving in here later this morning. And a little break in the afternoon, and then storms firing up later on. I think around five or so.
Oh.
A lot of them at the moment want to stay well south of us. Maybe we'll get one or two of them scraping, but the biggest hit probably towards Stevens Point, more down towards the Bells and then off towards the lake. So a lot of it staying south, but they're looking at anywhere from an inch or two of rainfall. So hopefully that does stay away from us because I know the Wisconsin River doesn't need any more of that, at least at the Wausau Dam.
Right.
Otherwise, we're probably going to see, I'd say, at least a quarter of an inch to a half an inch of rainfall.
Well, there's an old country music song called Storms Never Last. And I'm not going to sing it for you, so don't worry about that.
I've got a sign hanging behind me. It says, life is not about waiting for the storm to pass. It's about learning to dance in the rain.
That's it.
That's a good quote.
Let's turn off the mics and just go home right now. Yeah, that's the best thing we could hear today.
Yeah. Yep.
Mic drop. We're going home. Here, we'll put some Mantovani music or something on, and we'll just take off, okay?
I wish we could, honestly.
But the weekend, how's it look?
Oh my gosh, absolutely fantastic. To be honest with you, it looks like that rain clears on out of here by early morning. So it's going to give us a nice day tomorrow, partly sunny skies, moderate temperatures into the mid to upper 70s. So that'll be the warmer day of the weekend. And if that's too warm for you, then low 70s on Sunday, abundant sunshine, beautiful day. And we're going to put that on repeat for Monday, too. So 3 days in a row, absolutely gorgeous and comfortable, no rain in the forecast.
Now I'm going to start doing Broadway songs. The sun will come up tomorrow. All right, I'm done now.
I can picture it.
Brittany, have a wonderful rest of the day and a great weekend. We'll talk again, okay?
Bye, Brittany.
You too.
Bye now.
Have a good one. Bye-bye.
That's Brittany Merlo. She's a great young lady.
I'm glad she called us on the phone.
Yeah. Well, you know, sometimes you got to.
She said she was on the StreamYard and she was waiting because it was still scheduled and she didn't see us at all.
Yeah, I know. In fact, the little camera that we have here, as it doesn't have the light on, so I know that I'm not being watched. So I can put my feet up on the desk again and start looking really relaxed here. But we got a show to do, doggone it.
Yes, we do.
And we also have scheduled to have a chat with Mike Clemens coming up after the news break. That's in jeopardy. But we'll figure out something here to make sure that we keep the old show going. 715-382-9297. That's the phone number. And you're listening to Bull Falls Radio right here at WXCO. You got the Bull Falls Radio, WXCO, on your radio dial right now. My name's Bob Look, sitting in for Chad Holmes. And our last time that we're going to be this week, you know, I'll be on for other things later down the road. But for sitting in for Chad while he's doing his vacation deal. And again, we appreciate the opportunity and also a chance to chat with you folks and just have ourselves some fun like we used to do so many, many, many years on radio stations from Wisconsin to Illinois to South Dakota and wherever else I ended up. But we appreciate your patience out here. And again, we urge you to give us a call at 715-382-9297. At 715-382-9297. Pretty much an open line here. We had scheduled to have Mike Clemens visiting with us here. We are trying different methods to try to get a hold of him.
Yeah.
Normally go into this, what do you call it, a video feed?
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, that basically, you know, and I'm sure he's looking at it right now, it's not working. So I tried sending him a message on Twitter because he and I are kind of, you know, friends. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you don't really check Twitter, you know, that often. It's not like...
No, not really.
Because I don't have, like, a normal phone number to give him a call. But send him something on Twitter and maybe...
We're not going to give up, though. We're going to keep trying.
Yeah, maybe by chance he's going to look at it. Oh, okay. And then he'll understand that he's got to call us.
Yeah.
You know, to help make this work. But if he doesn't...
Changing things up a little bit.
Yeah, but if he doesn't, you know, get a hold of us, that's just far too bad. I can talk about a little bit of sports here easily enough because it's something I enjoy doing. And in fact, there's a couple of things sports-wise I want to touch on. First of all, what is more important to or most important to most of you both folks who are listening is kind of an update on what's happening with the Brewers. And the Brewers opening up a 3-game series with the Chicago Cubs at AmFam Field tonight and Saturday and Sunday for games. And it'll be a lot of fun at the ballpark. You know, the one thing that I have noticed a little bit more, and I think this is going to continue until the folks from the north side of Chicago starts winning a few more games, all those seats that are suddenly occupied by Cubs fans close to the field being bought, you know, from season ticket holders who are selling them at a ridiculously high price, it's probably not going to be a really good market for them.
Yeah.
Right now, the Cubs fans are going, I'm not going to pay that much money to go see this. The Cubs are hovering around last place in the division. Not that way bad, but in the division, you know, when you're in last place, you're in last place or close to it. But it's still a long season, folks. Trust me. It's a marathon. 162 games is 162 games. It's a long, long way yet. But the Brewers and the Cubs head at it tonight at AmFam Field. And, of course, our buddy Mark Richards will be doing the public address announcing. So if you're going to the game, you know, on Wednesday's day game, I had three separate friends of mine, three total, you know, from different locations. I mean, they're not from this area, but they all sent little Facebook pictures to me as they're at AmFam Field watching the Wednesday game. I had a person from Fort Atkinson, Wisconsin, who's a friend of mine, sent me a picture. Another one from the Fox Valley sent me a picture. And who was the third one? Let me just try to get my memory banks here. Oh, the third one was from friends from down my home area, South Milwaukee. Hmm. And they were at the Wednesday afternoon's game. So, you know, that's the one nice thing about AmFam Field more than anything else. You know there's going to be a game. No matter what the weather looks like.
That's right.
Anything short of, you know, historic in nature, you're going to see the ball game. Now, there's some golfers out there that may be interested in some golf news. I know that your dad's probably going, hey, he's going to talk about golf.
He's probably listening right now.
Well, the U.S. Senior Open started yesterday, the first round of the U.S. Senior Open. And, of course, Wisconsin is lucky enough to have some great representation there. Steve Stricker shot a 4-under-par 66 in round one yesterday. And being that he was on the late tee-off guys yesterday, he's playing early this morning, okay? Mm-hmm. And he, for the day today, he is 2-under for the first three holes. So he is currently 6-under-par, one shot off the lead at the U.S. Senior Open right now. So that's as early as you're going to get a report on, of course, Steve Stricker. And also, Jerry Kelly, a Wisconsin golfer, he shot a 68, 2-under-par yesterday, and he is 2-under-par for the tournament, currently tied for 20th place. And he'll be teeing off later on today. And so that's the Wisconsin guys who... And there's one more that I do want to get to because I give a fair treatment to everybody. In fact, normally this golfer is the caddy for Steve Stricker, Mario Tiziani. He's a Wisconsin golfer. His father, Dennis Tiziani, is basically Steve Stricker's coach or teacher. From way back when. Anyway, Mario shot a 2-over-par 72 yesterday. He'll be teeing off later on this afternoon. So that's the run-through on the U.S. Senior Open Golf Tournament and the Wisconsin players with ties. There might be a couple of other Wisconsin players, but I wasn't prepared to, like, suddenly come up with a sportscast here. I was going to basically hand it off to the expert, Mike Clemens, but again, technical difficulties. Helping things out. And they had the NBA second-round draft. And now some of you folks out there, especially sports fans, are going to say that what I'm saying is just blasphemy. I am not I do not get all hooked up or worked up about drafts for the pros, whether it be the NFL. NFL, they make this into a big production. Next year, it's going to be in Green Bay.
Yeah.
With all the pomp and circumstance.
Wisconsin is going to be very packed.
And party hardy. Well, that's to me, I go, great, bring them in. Bring in the money. I mean, the Fox Valley and the Green
Bring
Bay
the
area.
Tourists, yeah.
I mean, there's money to be made. And, you know, for us who live here, it's like, yeah, maybe I'd like to show up down there. But it's like, for me, I'll catch it on TV. You know, and I really don't care. It really ruffles the feathers of my good, close sports fans, friends who... Mm-hmm. When they say, well, who do you think the Packers are going to pick in the first round? I says, yeah, probably a player.
Yeah.
And that's it. I just don't, it's not important. I'll be interested when once they make all the picks. I'll take a look at the list and kind of look at the brief history of their, you know, where they played and all this kind of stuff. But I just don't follow it to the point of, you know, gee, he ran a 4.45 40-yard dash, and I go, okay.
Yeah.
A lot of guys out there are pretty fast.
Yeah, I don't pay attention to the drafts either, mostly because I don't understand it.
Yeah, well.
I mean, it's all numbers and statistics and polls. It's like, oh, it's giving me a headache. I was never good at math anyway, so I can never, like, okay, so this stats are for this player, then you add these to this team, number goes up, it was down. No, I can't do that. That's too much math for me.
Well, you know, I had full-time jobs where it was important because I was doing sports exclusively, and that's when I focused in on it. But now as just a casual fan as I am, I just wait until they're actually wearing the uniforms and it's training camp and see how they play in preseason. And like for the Bucks, you know, I know that they I think the A.J. Johnson was their first round pick, and he played overseas somewhere. I don't know. But of course, I remember, and I was on the air at a Civic Media affiliate station down in Wisconsin Rapids when Giannis Antetokounmpo was drafted number one by the Bucks. That was back in 2013.
Man.
Time flies, doesn't it?
It's 11 years ago. Yeah.
And I remember, you know, an 18-year-old young man from Greece, not the musical,
the country. The country. There's a difference. It's spelled differently, too.
There was a couple that walked into a bistro I was in one day. You'll like this story.
Okay.
So, you know, I'm sitting there, and they came walking in there, and people were happy to see him. You know, hey, how you doing? I said, oh, man. Man, we just drove all the way from Athens, and I went Greece. And there was one person, other than me, who got the joke. Of course, Athens is a little town, you know, just outside of Warsaw. But you know, I just said it's real dry. Humorous type of voice.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Said, we just drove all the way from Athens, and I went Greece. I always thought that was
That's
one of my
a good joke.
I always thought that was one of my better comebacks, but only one person sitting there. It was a gal who was down at the other end of the bar who heard it, and she just started. And she's just, and everyone's looking at her like she's from Mars. I go, well, sorry. That's kind of first thing that popped in my mind.
There's more than one Athens.
Yeah.
There's an Athens in Wisconsin, but there's also the original Athens in Greece.
In Greece, yes, of course.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So easy to confuse the two. but
a good joke, though.
but anyway, moving along. But Giannis Antetokounmpo, he was the number one pick, and I'm doing the morning show, and so we didn't have a sports person per se in the morning show. But we're, you know, so I was kind of looked at being the sports enthusiast, you know, the sport. Always, you know, I get the teletype, you know, I get the copy. And the Bucks, their first round pick, and I looked at all the letters in his name. And of course, even the copy didn't have it phonetically spelled. Had this Giannis Antetokounmpo. Well, I can say that now because I've gotten to learn. But you imagine seeing that that little vegetable, and you're looking at all these letters and like, huh? Well, first of all, you go Giannis. Antetokounmpo.
It took me a few tries to figure out how to say it, but I asked my dad, and he told me the proper way to say it.
Well, I had to wait.
Antetokounmpo.
Yeah. But when you first see it, it's like, whoa.
When you try to say it fast, it's just like it slips off the tongue.
It's not like Joe Smith.
No.
Or Tom Miller. And look what he turned into.
Yeah.
What a super player. So, awesome. Like I said, at first, I'm not going to pay too much attention, but when they put the uniforms on, they start showing you what they can do, then we kind of run with it. But be that as it may, that's our little touch of sports here this morning. Coming up, we'll be getting ourselves to the top of the hour. Don't forget that coming up at about 9:35, or a little after 9:30 this morning, Bonnie Olson, the public address announcer for women's sports at the University of Wisconsin in Madison. She does volleyball, basketball, and hockey. She's PA announcing. We'll be chatting with her, so stay tuned for that later on. And again, your phone calls are always welcome at 715-382-9297 here on Bull Falls Radio, WXCO. Bull Falls Radio, WXCO, here on this Friday morning. I love that song. Brings too many memories back to me from when that song was current. Somewhere in the 80s. That's the Dire Straits and Sultans of Swing.
And the 80s was a good time for music. I wasn't alive in the 80s, but my parents have told me all about the classic music. And I listened to it a lot on Spotify and YouTube, and it's really good music. It gets you pumped up, and it just makes you feel good.
Yeah, it was also there was a lot of styles that kind of came in and out of there.
Mm-hmm.
I really started appreciating like 50s rock and roll, because I was a baby in 55, and when you get into the 60s and 70s. You have that current music there too, but you always had a lot of respect for Elvis and Bill Haley and the Comets, and especially a lot of the other great sounds that came out during that time. But Dire Straits, it's such a holds it close to my heart because that the softball team that I played for, we would play and we played a lot of softball. We play four nights a week in league. And then we would play always a weekend tournament. Mm-hmm. And there were tournaments throughout, we played throughout the state of Wisconsin and even outside of Wisconsin in all these slow pitch softball tournaments.
Okay.
And we were just really into it. And then it was a lot of fun. And these were guys that I went through school with, mm-hmm. played sports with. And, they were not all graduated at the same time. There, some were, some of the team were older, not many. I pretty much was the pops on the team, but a lot of the others were younger, 2, 3, 4 years younger than me. But we just played a lot of softball, and we adopted that song as our theme song. the Sultans of Swing. It has nothing to do with baseball or softball. It's just Sultans of Swing is Sultan of Swing is what they used to call Babe Ruth. Oh. You know, that was like one of his nicknames. Babe Ruth, the Sultan of Swing. So we just borrowed it. Hopefully no one's going to decide to take us to court for that. So
that's a pretty good nickname.
We just borrowed it. We didn't put them on T-shirts and sell them for God's sake. You know, we're just a bunch of guys that just like to play slow pitch softball. You know? Mm-hmm. We've got next hour after we have our news update at the top of the hour. Excuse me. We're going to be focusing in a little bit, more on the heavy duty stuff. A little bit more about the. The debate last night, but also today is a big day that may get buried, as far as importance in the news departments around national news and even local. The Supreme Court is their final day of their session today.
I heard about this.
They're supposed to get a whole bunch of opinions and their decisions released today. And to be honest with you, I got a funny feeling. I just have a funny feeling that it's going to be one of these things where these are going to be dropped later today, like mid-afternoon or late afternoon when it's just about at the tail end of regular work day for the media members. A lot of them, thinking, all right, it's time to head out of town for a little time off this weekend and whatever. Because there's this old adage for companies or for bad news politically, or something that a business or that doesn't really want to have publicized very strongly, is that they call it the dump time, which is late Friday afternoon or into Friday evenings. Mm. With like all the news, full-time news stations, TV, radio, and that, are pretty much skeleton crew and the major folks are out for the weekend. So they put the old bad news dump time late on a Friday. So don't be surprised if those decisions, sometimes Supreme Courts in the past, when they would have, very important decisions on this last day, they would try to get that into the hands and made it public by morning. Sometime, like now, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, and then let everyone work on it. But when they're really controversial, and maybe it's going to, go to shake the trees a little bit, they suddenly will, drag that out to the tail end of the day. Mm. We'll see what happens. That's the one thing I'm kind of keeping an eye on, just for the fact that whenever there's not favorable news or maybe unpopular news or something that's going to get people a little riled up, if they can place it someplace where it's going to be less eyes on it, less minds on it, get through the weekend and maybe take some of the steam out of it.
You mean like the time that the Botanical Gardens changed it to the Wausau Botanical Gardens and they posted it on the weekend hoping nobody
Bingo.
Noticed, but it turned out to be everybody saw it. There was a whole bunch of backlash. There was a petition. It was on the local
sure.
news. And they changed it back, though, and then member of the family who's owned it for generations in the family
mm-hmm.
took the ownership back, and then the person who was in charge of changing it to the Wausau Botanical Gardens got fired. Yeah. Well,
so that opens up the can of worms.
They opened it on the weekend.
Trying to make it slide through.
Yeah, just...
So the intensity is going to be light, but it was one of those issues and one of those things that really trips the trigger and people go, wait a minute, whoa. Mm-hmm. It'd be like, suddenly a little news story that comes up that really affects a lot of people just stumbles across and you're going, what, you're looking for some answers.
I mean, if one person finds it, they share it with their friends, and then their friends share it, and it gets bigger and bigger, and it gets to someone who's a little more powerful in the media standpoint, and then everybody knows about it.
Yeah. So it's not, we're not doing gloom here. We're just being reality. We'll keep our eyes on the teletypes. And
people have a way of finding out information really quickly.
And, of course, all our friends at Civic Media will be keeping in a close eye on it also. So we're going to be covering it. You can be sure of that. Again, Bull Falls Radio is what you're listening to. And we're going to be back with more after the news break at the top of the hour. And our little visit with Bonnie Olson, public address announcing for women's athletics at University of Wisconsin, coming up at about 9:30 this morning, right here.